Okay, today is Daf Zayin, Mesechtes Chulin. We're on Daf Zayin. What are we up to exactly?
Five lines from the top, Manda Omar.
Fine. Manda Omar, Ein Maznichin, the one who said that you shouldn't be Mazniach, Talmud Chacham, which we meant means don't reject, don't turn away, Dichziv, Kilo, Maznichin, Kilo, Yiznach, Lo'olam Hashem. Don't ever do that. Umanda Omar, oh, I'm sorry. Manda Omar, Mazichin. The one that says Mazichin means to remove Kiddichsev lo yizach haChoshen. You can't remove the Choshen from the Choshen. Manda Omar, Ein Maznichin, Dichsev kilo yiznach. Don't reject. Lo'olam Hashem. Manda Omar, Mazichin, that means Hori, Titnan, like it said, Mishirabu, Zechuche Halev. When the Hori people increased, Rabu, Machlokes, Bisrael. Machlokes and Yisrael increased. Okay. Maskevler le Yehuda Breda of Shimon Pazi. Is that possible to say that Beit Shan is not in Israel? How can Beit Shan not be in Israel? I said yesterday the mayor. What?
He asked that question yesterday.
You're right. The Gemara asked that question. How can it be not be in Israel? He said yesterday the mayor ate vegetables from Beit Shan. Didn't think of Jews and Mises. How could he do that? It was not part of Israel. How could that be? It's not part of Israel. Voksiv it says, for the Horish Menashe is Beit Shan, and Menashe did not conquer Beit Shan, Vespinoseha, and its surrounding cities, Vestanach, Vespinoseha. We're talking about Israel. How can that be? How can Beit Shan not be in Israel? So the Gemara says, you're right, Ishtamite, he forgot, had the Amr of Shem ben Eliakim, Mishomer Belazar ben Pedas, Shamar Mishomer Belazar ben Shamua, Harbe Krachim Kivushim Oli Mitzrayim, there were many cities that Oli Mitzrayim means Yoshua Benun, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, inherent Kedusha, because it's Eretz Yisrael. Having said that, you, meaning you being Jews, have to be Mekadosh it. So when Yoshua ben Nun went into Eretz Yisrael, they were Mekadosh it. They were Mekadosh the whole land. But there were many cities, Harbe Krachim, Kivshum Ole Mitzrayim, Velo Kivshum Ole Bavel. When they came back with Ezra, they did not conquer these areas, and therefore they did not have Kedusha. And Beit Shan, they did. They didn't conquer it because they wanted it to remain unkodesh. Why would they want it to remain unkodesh? The Kosavar, and they also held Kidja Rishona, Kidja Lashaita, Velo Kidja LaAsid Lavo. The first entering, when Yoshua ben Nun came, had Kedusha. The Kedusha was gone when the Ruchanetza destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. When they came back later with Ezra, they had to re-sanctify the land, and they didn't do it to Beit Shan. Why not? Why not? Says Rashi. The Gemara really says it now. V'hinicham, they left Beit Shan. Kidei, in order, shi'itzmechu aleihem aniyim b'shvias. So poor people would have what to do during Shemitah. In other words, there was no Shemitah in Beit Shan because Beit Shan wasn't conquered. Says, look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi.
Actually, it says
reconquered. Harbe Kerachim Kivshim Olam Etayim. Vikadshim Bekadusha Ta'aretz. And they were sanctified with the land. Velo Kivshim Ole Bavel Lekadshim Bishnia. But they didn't do it a second time when they came back with Ole Bavel. Hilka Ulakach. Lo Kivshim. They didn't conquer it. The Kasavri. They thought to themselves, Ha'ol V'Hutru. The Kedusha Rishana Batla. First of all, there's no Kedusha here because the first Kedusha is gone. So there's no kedusha here. D'chi mekadshi Yoshua l'shaita kadsha. When Yeshua conquered, when Yeshua was mekadesh the land, it was only temporary. V'lo kidsh lo lasid lavo kishagolu li'ven v'uchadnetzar. V'lo ratzu lahav the kedushaso. They didn't want to re mekadesh Beit Shan. Why not? Kedeshi mutter lachrosh v'lizroa sham b'shvias. So it would be mutter to work this land on Shemitah. It would be mutter to work this land on Shemitah. She'ein no heges b'chutz la'aretz. There's no Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Shemitah in Woodmere. There's no Shemitah in Beit Shan if it's not Kodesh. V'yizmechu aleihen aniyim lito leket shechapeh u'maiser oni. And if that's true, then the aniyim would be able to take leket shechapeh, maiser oni, all these maiseres, which, that's a question, do they apply if it's Chutz La'aretz? These only apply to Eretz Yisrael anyway. But I guess the point is, that if the land lies fallow, nobody can get anything. This way, they can work on it, And they can money. You want to get tzedakah? So give tzedakah.
What about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz
Yisrael? So it's a fair question. I don't have an answer. Right? Ubeit Shan, Hoysa Mehen, Mehen Hoysa, and Beit Shan was one of these cities that they didn't conquer. They didn't Mekadesh. I don't know how you Mekadesh a city. I don't know how you do that. Whatever it is, they didn't do it. V'Osan Shekad Shuhain, Lo Batlu B'Torah B'Chorban Cheney. Whatever they did, whatever they were Mekadesh, did not become Batl, where the second base of Mekadesh was destroyed. Rashi just reminds us. Kedamrinan B'Yivamas, Ba'arel, V'Aviyacha Hashem L'Kachal Arz Hashem Yerusha Avasecha, V'Yerishta. It says the word Yerusha twice in that Pasuk. Yerusha Rishona U'Shniya Yesh Lehem. There are only two Yerushas. Sheola, Shebatli Yerusha Rishona, the first one's going to become Batl, V'Nikre Shniya Yerusha. Ala Yerusha Shlishis Ein Lehem. Hashniya lo paska. There isn't going to be a third Yerusha because the second kedusha never went away, and therefore it's still kaddish right now. Hilkach b'yimei Rebbe noreg iser ba'aretz. Therefore, in Rebbe's day, b'yimei Rebbe noreg iser ba'aretz. There were noreg iser in the land.
So,
yeah.
Areas under Palestinian control now.
So I don't know. I don't know how this halacha ma'aseh plays out. I don't know. I just don't know. But that's what Meir was relying on. Okay.
What was that last one?
So this midrabanon, there's like a chichempeya in areas that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Because you don't have to say what you could say is it was an opportunity to give tzedakah. If it's shemitah, every 7 years we can't touch the land, nothing to do. And they are going to be hungry. This way, at least we can give them tzedakah. We can work on it and then give them. So it doesn't mean halachic leket, maybe it doesn't mean halachic leket shingapay, it means tzedakah. Okay. That was why, even though Beit Shan is in the geographic Israel, no question about it, it didn't have the halachas of Israel, and therefore it was allowed to eat from these vegetables out trumas and maizras. Okay. Amalir of Yimri, of Zera, v'arameir Allah ba'al muhud achil, but he was only eating one leaf. So maybe it was achil zarai. And achil zarai, no matter what, you don't have to eat with trumas and maizras taken off. You have to get some fancy answer about the kedusha not being. You have to give an answer like that. It was only one little leaf, so maybe he ate it without. Says the Gemara, no, amalei ma'aguda achila achle. It was already bound, meaning it wasn't just one little leaf; it was already harvested. Utnan yerek hanegad mishiyeged, a vegetable. The truma and maizer kicks in whenever it's bound. So once it was bound, it was b'chayav and trumas and maizras. Why didn't he? Because of the kedusha reason. V'dilma lava daite. Maybe he forgot. Maybe Rebbe forgot. People forget things. So the Gemara says that's impossible. Hashta. Behemten shel tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala yadan. On a behema of a tzadik, Hashem will make a mistake like this. The tzadikim atzim lo kolshkein. On a tzadik, he'll make a mistake. Not going to happen. Says the Gemara of Adilma. Iser Alehem Mimakom Acher. Maybe he took off Maisras somewhere else. Maybe Rameir was sitting sitting with his chevra and he saw a very delicious vegetable. Oh, he said, you know what? I have vegetables in my apartment on the other side of town. Those are going to be trumas and maisras for this. Maybe he did that. So the Gemara says, Lo nechshedu chaverim litrom shalom min amukaf. Chaverim, people that know the halacha, don't separate truma if it's not in front of you. Menamukaf means all connected. They'll do that. Right? They don't live in Beit Shan. Oh, I have fruit in Yerushalayim. So I'm going to take off the Yerushalayim. That's going to be truma for what I have over here in Beit Shan. They don't do that. Why don't you do that? So Rashi says, not here. Rashi says, somewhere else. It's in Nida or Beita. Rashi says, the reason is because you think you have produce in Yerushalayim. Maybe it's not there. Maybe somebody stole it. Maybe somebody ate it. Maybe, who knows what happened to it? How could you do that? How could you take off trumas and maizras from some other place? How do you know it's still there?
They did it on Rabbi Kiva and Chaverim did it on the boat.
What? Shlomo and Amukov?
Yeah, they took off from his other place and he gave it out.
So I don't know how you could do that. That's what Rashi says. Others have serious issues with Rashi because we have a rule of chazaka, which we say things don't change unless we know otherwise. Others say it's a gzeiras hakasav. It's a gzeiras hakasav. There's no reason for this. Torah says, the passage they quote is Tosfos, a rush. It says by Rumosa Mimenu. Mimenu means it's in front of you. Very simple. Okay? So, Vidilma, maybe, Nathan Einav B'tzadzeh, V'achol B'tzad Acher. So maybe he had a huge pile of leaves, a huge pile of vegetables. He took off trumas on the northern side of the pile, and you saw him eating on the southern side of the pile. We really took off trumas and maizers. How do you know not? So the Gemara says, Amalei, listen, what do you want me to tell you? Chazi man garva rabba dekamasai aleh. We had a, yesterday, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz said, I saw this happen. What are you asking? Maybe, this is what he said he saw. What do you want from him?
What did he see?
What? Right, Rashi says, Ra kama adam gadol heid alav. Dahani Rabbi Yeshua, holu bol heid alzos, yafa, kivan didactic bedavra el nachon. He checked out exactly what he was going to repeat over the story. He doesn't have a half a story. He has a whole story. And this is what he said. So Mary didn't do that. So what's the answer? The answer is there was no Kedusha there. Okay.
Well, he's not saying Lashon Hara, obviously. He's just reporting.
Exactly. Not saying Lashon Hara. No, not at all. Okay. May behelp the Hemtan Shel Tzadikim. What's the story here that, from now to the end of the Daf of Tagadata, what's the story here that the tzaddikim, the behemoths of tzaddikim, don't sin? What's that about? Everybody knows this Gemara. Everybody knows that the Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey didn't eat Meiser. Does everyone know the story? What happened? Nobody knows that. But if you remind yourselves, the Pinchas Ben Yair, Havika Azil, Lepidyon Shavuim, he was on his way to do Pidyon Shavuim, Pagabe Beginai Naira. He bumped into the Ginai River. It was a river, the Ginai River. Amalei Ginai, Cholakli Mimecha Va'everbach. Split so that I can cross over. Amalei, so the river said back to him, Ata Holech Lasos Riton Konecha. You're doing God's work. Vani Holech Lasos Riton Koni. I'm also doing God's work. What do you want from me? Isn't Ata Safek Ose Safek Yet Ose. You have a Safek if you're even going to be successful. You're going to do Pidyon Shavuim. Who said you're going to be successful? Ani Vadai Ose. I'm for sure being successful. I'm for sure doing what I'm supposed to do. What do you want from me? Look at the bottom Tosfos. Fascinating Tosfos. Who actually said this to Pinchas Ben Yair? Who actually said this? What? The river. Says Tosfos.
Old man river.
Shema, maybe. Sar shel yam heishiv lokach. The sar, the angel in charge of the river, said this. O inami, or nobody said it. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair haya mechashiv belibo, he was thinking in his heart, shalakach haya meniach milach lo glo. This is what the river would say back to me.
Yeah.
The river would say back to me, Rashi, for you, I'm doing God's work, you're doing God's work. I'm a vada, you're a safek. That's what the river would, doesn't have to be that the river said anything. That's what the river would say, right? By the famous person of the tshuva, Dharma, who said, Shemayim bikshu alei rachim. Heavens, I ask you for rachamim. The heavens don't talk. That's what the heavens would say. You can always give that answer. First answer is, it was the angel. The second answer is, this is what the angel river would say back. Not that he said it, this is what he would say. Right? Anyway, Amalei, so Pinchas Ben Yair says back to the river, if you don't split, imat techolik gozvani alecha, I make a gdeu on you, shalo yavru bach la'ola mayim me'olam, you'll never flow again. Okay? You never flow again. So, what? Says the Marsha, but the river was right. Wasn't the river right? The river had a valid taina. Why should I split for you? I'm doing it God's will. And I'm a Vadai. You're a Safek. Why should I split for you? Right? The answer is, because you can't compare doing God's will when you have Bechira and doing God's will when you don't have Bechira. Rav Pinchas says, I have Bechira. I'm choosing to go. You have no choice. My Avodas Hashem, even if it's a Safek with Bechira, beat your Avodas Hashem, which is a Vadai without Bechira. And therefore you have to split for me. So the Marsha says, Chalakle, it's split. Right? It's split. Why did it split? Right? So why did it split? What was it? He's afraid of the threat? The river's afraid of the threat?
But that means it obviously did have the clearance.
What?
It obviously did have Bechira.
Does it doesn't have Bechira to flow?
Yeah,
okay. So anyway, there was a certain guy, David Dari Chita Lepitzcha. He was carrying wheat means he was carrying wheat? He was carrying wheat for Mata. Amalei, Chalok Leinami Lahai. Put for him too. The mitzvah Asik. He's busy with a mitzvah. What mitzvah is he busy with carrying wheat? So Rashi says, Dechsev Ushmartem Es Hamatzos.
Right?
Dimitchilas Tchina V'Harkada. From the time you grind or sift, boy shimur l'shem mitzvah l'shem matzah, has to be a shimur l'shem matzah. Okay, nobody holds that.
We start earlier.
We start from mishas ktsira, right. Not from. It's either from mishas ktsira or mishas lisha. Mishas lisha is not a chiddush. It's becoming dough now. Right. You have to watch it. What's tchina in the middle stage? Nobody says that. They changed the girsa. The Rashi didn't mean that. He couldn't have meant that, right? Okay. Anyway, Cholokle, so the river split for this guy too. Then, by the way, Havi Ahu Tai, there was an Arab guy, a merchant, the Levaya Bahadayu. He was accompanying him. Amale, Cholokle, Namalai, split for him too. The low limit, people shouldn't say, Kachosin, Livne Levaya, that this is how we act toward the guy accompanying. Hey, we don't split the river, split for him too. Cholokle, split it also. So Amar of Yosef, Kama Nafish Gavra, Mimosha, Vishitin Ribuyan. This is. Rav Pinchas Ben Yehuda is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and 600,000 people. Why? V'ilu ha'sam chazimna. There the sea split one time. V'achad klasizimna. Here it split three times. V'dilma, maybe hachanami chazizimna. Maybe here it was also one time. He just kept telling him, don't go back to your flow yet. Keep open. Keep, stay open. Stay open. More people come. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella kim Moshe v'shitin ribi. He's just like Moshe and 600,000 people. At least it was one time for sure, just like Moshe. Anyway, Iglailahu Ushpiza, they came to a certain inn, and Rami Le Sairi Wasabri, they prepared barley for the donkey, Lavachal. He wouldn't eat it. Hiv Tin Chavtinhu, they ground it up. Loachal, he still wouldn't eat it. Nakrinhu, they cleaned it off. Lavachal, he still wouldn't eat it. Like, what were they thinking? It's a finicky donkey. What, not eating it when it's dirty? Everyone else eats. Every old donkey doesn't care what it looks like. Anyway, Amalehu Dilma Loma Usrin says for Pinchas Meir, maybe you didn't take off Meiser from this barley. That's why you won't eat it. Amar Asrin Uva Achel took off Meiser and he ate it. Amar Aniyazu Halechet Lasas Raton Kona. This donkey wants to do God's will. Va'atem Achilim Sa Tevel? And you're going to feed him Tevel? What do you expect from this donkey? He's not going to eat it. So the Gemara says, one second, Umi Mechaiva, are you Mechuyiv to take off Tevel for animal food? Are you Mechuyiv to take off Shumas and Maizes for an animal food? Are you Mechuyiv to do that? But now we have a Mishnah that says, in Tamai, Halokeach Lezera, if you take wheat, Lezera, as seeds, or Lebehema, or for animal food, or for Kamach Leoros, or for hides, or Leshemen Lener, or for candles, or l'shemen to also both kalim, or to smear kalim with it. Potter me ad-demai. You potter. Why you potter? None of that's a food use for your human being. Therefore you potter. So the Gemara says, Hasam, you're right. Hitmar Allah, Amar of Yochanan, lo shanu el shalakhan mitchil lebehema. That's only when you took it originally, you took this barley, and this is my animal food. Avalakhan mitchil le'adam. But if you made it for a human being, You cut it off for human being. Then v'nimlach aleihem lebehema. Then you change your mind. You know what? I'll make this for the behema. Then chayev laser. You chayev to give off meiser. V'otanya halokeach peiros min hashuk. If somebody buys peiros from the shuk, lachila wants to eat them. Then v'nimlach aleihem lebehema. And then he changes his mind. You know, I'll give it to the cat. Harezeh lo yitein lo lofne behemto lo lofne behemet chaveiro. You can't use it for any animal food. El imkin isur, until you take off meiser. So therefore, that's why the animal wouldn't eat it. It was not considered in the category of animal food that doesn't require meiser. Right?
It was purchased for the human consumption.
Correct. And the top Tosfot says, the Mesechta Shkalim, in Mesechta Shkalim, Uba Mesechta Demai Bi Yerushalmi, and in the Mesechta Demai Bi Yerushalmi, Uba Breshis Rabba, Lo Mashani Midi, we don't give this answer. We don't give this lamdash answer. Ella heishiv lahem de machmara nafshe. We say over there, the donkey was machmar himself. That's what we say over there. Here we give an answer. It was a chiyuv. There we don't give an answer. We just say the donkey was machmer. Okay?
He wasn't the average donkey for sure.
Correct. Shama Rebbe, Nafak Lape. Rebbe heard that Pichas Bidyo is here. He went out to greet him. Amalei, Ritzoncha, so it etzli? Do you want to stay by me? You want to eat by me? Amalo, Hain. He said, yes, I do. I'll have lunch over here. But I got to do my mitzvah pidyon shvuah. I'll be back. So Tzav Upanosh, Rebbe got a little excited. Amar lo, kimaduma ata, shimodin hanami Yisrael ani. Apparently, Pinchas Ben Yair never accepted an invitation to go anywhere. So Pinchas Ben Yair said, you think that the reason I don't go anywhere is because I made a neder, like I'm not going to enjoy myself from any Jew? That's what you think? That's not the reason. Yisrael kadoshim heim. Yisrael are good people. Yesh rotze ve'ein lo. They want to have me, but they don't have the money to have me. But they want to have me so badly, right? And then v'yesh, sheyesh lo, ve'ein rotze. There are dumb people that don't want to have me. But they have the means, but they don't want me. They don't want me. Right? Rashi, Tosfos says, second Tosfos, afilo hachu ichu, why are they called kedoshim? They don't want to have me. Why are they called kedoshim? Right? He said, every Jew is good. Some Jews want to have me, they can't afford it. Some Jews can afford it, they don't want to have me. So I don't want to go to anybody. So what do you mean they're kedoshim if they don't want to have me? So Tosfos says, it's still kedoshim. Shemezamnen es chavero le'echol et lo ne'aboshas. They're embarrassed not to have people. You don't have any guests? They're embarrassed. So they also have guests. So we talk shalol shema bal shema. So everyone's a good person, some way. Right? They want to have me very badly, they can't afford me. Some can afford me, they don't want me. They still don't have me anyway, but because they're guilted into it. But so therefore, v'ksiv, and it says, v'al tilachem es lechem ra ayin. Don't die with an ayin hara. Don't die with a bad eye. V'al tasav l'mata mosav. Don't go ki kamo b'shar nafsho kein hu. That's like a bitter soul, such a thing. To go where you're not wanted, or to go where you know they can't afford to have you. What are you doing? Therefore, I don't go. Ochel v'shasa yom alecha v'libo bali mecha. Right? Go eat and drink. Your heart's not with it. I don't go. Ata you, Rebbe, you're a rich man. Rotze, you want to have me. And v'yeshu, you have the means. You all accept an invitation. You, why not? There's no downside for you. Anyway, miyahashta misar hivna, but now I have to refuse the b'milsa, the mitzvah katarachna. I'm busy with the mitzvah. Right? What mitzvah am I busy with? I'm busy with the mitzvah, pidyon shvuyim. Ki hadarna asina ilayna legabach. When I return, then I'll come eat by you. Okay? Kiyasa, listen to this fascinating story. Kiyasa, when he came back, is Rami alba hu pischa davi kaimen be kudnaitha chavarta. When he came back, he went through the entrance, opened the door to come in, and white mules ran out of the building. White mules, which is not supposed to have white mules, right? Because they're dangerous, right? Right? Oma, he said, Malach HaMavis, Beishos HaZeh, the Malach HaMavis is here. Rashi says, Shemaka, they strike these white mules. Veshuv einamaka chaya. You can't survive. Malchamavis over here. The anisoid etzlo, and I'm gonna go here for lunch with the Malchamavis in this house. I'm not coming. Not going. Shama Rebbe nafak laape. Rebbe heard he's here. He went out to greet him. Amalei maznina. He told him, I'm not staying. I'm not staying. You have the Malchamavis here. So Amalei maznina lahu. I'm selling them. I'm selling all those white mules. You can stay. Amalei, with the evil of the Mishal. Who are you selling them to? Whoever you sell them to. You're giving the Malcham of us over this. Whoever you sell them to. You can't do that. Mafkarna lahu. I'll be masking them. Let them loose. What kind of answer is that? So, mifashes hezekah. You're going to
spread danger.
What kind of answer is that? Akarna lahu. I'll break their hoofs. So they can't kick anybody. Says Rashi, Akarna, Shelo Yochlu Livot. They won't be able to kick anymore. Ubal Tashchis Leka, it's not Bal Tashchis, Shiruyos Ludisha. They're still good for some purpose. They can thresh. But they can't kick. Taking the kick out of them. They can still thresh, but not hurt anybody. So the Gemara says, he answers back, Ikka Tzar Balei Chayim. You're violating Tzar Balei Chayim. Right? Listen to the next line of the Gemara. Katlina Lahu. I'll kill them all. I'll kill them.
Who, the donkeys?
Yeah. I'll kill them. Can't kill them. Ikka Baltashchis. It's Baltashchis. Why didn't the Gemara say it's Tzar Balei Chayim?
To kill it.
Yeah. Why not? So that's exactly what the Noda Buddha says. The Noda Buddha says, you see from here, that killing an animal for no reason is not Tzar Balei Chayim. It might be Baltashchis. It's not Tzar Balei Chayim. Right?
Yeah, because if you kill him, he's not suffering.
What?
If you kill him, he doesn't suffer.
If you assume that the shechting doesn't...
The Ben Yehuda argues, he says, of course it's Tzar Balei Chayim. He was going to kill them with poison, but they wouldn't feel a thing. That's all. Painlessly. Some mountain grew up in between them, like to show how distant they were from each other. Bacha Rebbe, started to cry. Farmer, he said, Ma b'chayein kach. When you're alive, this is what happens. That we're distant. It's a machlok, is what this means. Pasha, it means that they're so far away from each other. You're over there, and there's a mountain that grew up in between us. Surely, when we die, we're going to be so distant. Others have a different pshat, because now the next line of the Gemara doesn't make sense if you say that's the pshat. The Amar of Chia Chama Bar Chanina, Gedolim Tzadikim B'misasan Yoser B'chayehem. Tzadikim, when they die, are greater than when they're alive. What's that mean? Says Rashi, the second skinny line, the second wide line on the bottom, all the way on the right side, that the chayim shel tzadikim kach nosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu libo al ta'avasam shelo lahavir mal daitam. Hashem makes it in such a way that a person when he's alive doesn't go against his nature for a tzadik. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair never wanted to eat by anybody. He finally agreed to eat by Rabbi. And what happened? Something happened where he wouldn't eat by Rabbi. Hashem lets your course of events are in such a way where these things happen. Shegarim hadavar shenichnas bepesach had predos. Punkt. Hashem made him go into that door where he saw the white mules. Sheyifarish. He's going to refrain. V'lo yavar al daito harishona. And he's not going to go against his original inclination, which is not to go back, not to go to people. Shein darko litho b'shal acherim still come on. That wasn't his way. So, what does that have to do with death? Says the Marsha. What are you talking about? Yes, Hashem, when you're alive, yeah, Hashem will help you not go against your inclination for tzaddik. He never wanted to eat by anybody. Hashem made it happen. Sure enough, Hashem made it happen. What does that have to do with death? Says the Marsha, what are you talking about? It's a truth, it's a nice word. It has something to do with the statement. The statement was, when you're dead, when you're alive. What does that have to do with anything? Right? The Marsha says, no, very simple. If there's a mountain separating us now when we're alive, what's going to be when after we're alive? After, in the Olam Emes, what's going to be? How distant will we be from each other if we're so distant here? That's all. Rashi has a whole funny pshat here, right? So Marsha says, very simple. Rashi is a very nice part. It has something to do with death. Death is better than life. For a tzaddik, being dead is better than being alive. Why? So what do you mean by that? Rashi says his thing. Marsha says, no, it just means if we're just so distant now, and when we're dead, we get our true reward, and we're even greater, how far apart are we going to be then? Isn't that so sad? Okay.
If everyone adopted his position to be Nachas Zochanet from Chai Israel,
no, that's not everyone's position. That's very few people are like that. Very few people are like that. So he had his reasons.
So it's not the ideal.
No, it's not the ideal. It's not the norm. Pirchas Ben Yair is Pirchas Ben Yair. Right? It's in a different league. His donkey wouldn't eat tethel. So we have a donkey like that we can handle. Right? Shenemar. Now, where do you see that? That a death is greater than life? Shenemar, it says like this. Vayi in kovrim ish, that they buried a person. Vihine ro ez hakidud, they saw the troop. Vashlichu ez ha-ish, bekever Elisha. Someone died, and the troops were coming, so they couldn't waste time burying the guy. So they just put him in Elisha's caver. They put him in Elisha Hanavi, was also buried there. They just threw him into the caver. Now, this guy was apparently a Rasha. And the guy became alive when he touched Elisha's body. He got tchias amesim. He was alive, and he stood up on his feet. And Rashi says, when Elisha was alive, ben hashunamis, when he wanted to revive the boy, had to put his mouth on his mouth, hit the davin, and here, just touched him and he got alive. So what do you see? That death is greater than life. Elisha could do a miracle greater when he was dead than when he was alive. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Amalei, Rav Papa, now Rav Papa asks the question, Vidilma, how is that a, this question is a very difficult question. How is that a raya that you're greater when you're alive? Dilma, maybe, l'kiyume be birchasei de Eliyahu. Maybe it was only to be mekayim the bracha of Eliyahu, dichsiv, that said, v'yihi na pishnayim bracha elai. You're going to be twice as great as me. Eliyahu Navi revived one person, so Elisha had to revive two people. How does that question, have anything to do with what we said? Right? How does that question have anything to do with what we said, that when you're greater, when you're, maybe it was only because you had to be carrying that promise of Eliyahu Hanavi. So, it was still faster. It was still easier. Right? So Tosfos says, the last Tosfos, Pirish, Pekuntris, the Darish, Mimasha Hoysa Binagia Ba'alma. No, the greatness was, it was just touching, and when Elisha wanted to revive the boy, it was a whole procedure. It took a long time. Here, what? Shehichya Binagia Ba'alma, he revived just by touching. Dechsiv, Vayiga, Vayichi, Fekasha. Dim Kain, my parach v'dilma l'kiri berchas ed Eliyahu. What kind of question was that? Maybe it was only to fulfill the promise of Eliyahu. We call Malcolm. So what? Hayagadol b'masha tarach l'chiyoso. B'chayav. Yoser mish b'moso. It still took longer to revive somebody when he was alive than when he was dead. What kind of question was that? But maybe it was just to be mekayim the bracha. What kind of question was that? Venira, listen to this. Listen to this unbelievable answer. D'nafkale b'masha b'chayi ha-tzadikim nogiyim b'hem kama rishoyim. When you're a tzaddik, you hang out, you have to be exposed to a lot of rishoyim. The Yoshua Metzlam. You have to sit by them by the dinner. You have to be with them always. You always have to hang around them. You can't get rid of them. Visham, Lohay Lo Rashus, Losaki Vetzlo. Here? Elisha says, I don't want to be next to a Russia. Get away from me. You hear this unbelievable vart? You hear this unbelievable vart? That's the greatness. Not the reviving. That's not the greatness. The answer was not having to hang out with Goyim, with Rashayim. When you're alive, never, you have to, you have no choice. You have to get, at least you have to hang out with Rishayim. How do you get away from them? A lot of you know, double talk. How do you get away from Rishayim? Here? The minute the Rishayim touches them, get away from me. Much easier to get away from me now.
How's the
answer
to the question?
What? How are you greater when you're dead when you're alive?
No, how's the answer why you need this pasuk?
So the Gemara says, Amalei, Ihachi, if you want to tell me the issue was that he revived him, this didn't count. Reviving him wasn't wasn't the second one. You know why? The Tanya al raglav amad ulabeis alohalach. This guy didn't even go home. He just got revived just to get away from Elisha. Then he died 2 feet over there. He didn't go home. He just stood up, moved over, and dropped dead again. That's not a revival. That was just to get away from him, which proves Tosfos' point, right? So the Gemara says, so then how did Elisha revive two people? Right? How did he? So the Gemara answers, Kedam Rav Yochanan, Shiripa Tzarath, Naaman. He healed the Tzarath of Naaman, who, by the way, was not a Jew. So Naaman was not a Jew, right? Shaya Shekula Kimeis. He was considered like a mace. Shenemar Alnati Kimeis. There's someone that's Tzarath, he's Chashav Kimeis, and he healed Naaman, so he got... that was the second time he revived somebody. Okay? But what do you see from here? That a tzaddik is greater when they're dead than when they're alive. When you're alive, Nebuch, you have to suffer the Rishayim. When he's dead, he didn't have to do that. Get away from me. Okay? Good? So by the way, when in Israel, they duchen every day. But here in Chutzlars, we only duchen on Yom Tov. So when we duchen, we say Yehi Ratzon, which are based on the Gemara. One of the lines in there is that you should daven for me, should save me Hashem, the way Elisha saved Naaman from the Tsaras. Yeah. That line is not in the Gemara. It's a later addition. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. The Gemara says when you have a, when you're duchen, you should daven for bad dreams. The Gemara says that. Who are you daven for? Like Yosef and like all these people that had dreams. And you throw in there Naaman. I always wondered, what are you throwing in? That a goy? That Hashem saves a goy from Tsaras? It's a funny thing to say, no? Okay. There must be a reason. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lomadek v'shema yemim. Why are mules called yemim? It's a funny word for a mule. The answer is she'emath and mutalis alabrios. Because everyone's afraid of them. Why? Damar v'chanina. Miyamah, my whole life. Lo sha'aluni adam al makas pereda levana v'chaya. No one ever asked me to daven for a, or told me about a story where a guy got kicked by a mule and he survived. No one, never happened. What do you mean? Of course it happened. It happened. Every time a mule kicks somebody, the guy dies. It happened. So no, aim of v'chayith. What he meant to say was that the wound never got healed. That's what he meant to say.
What did they end up doing with the white mules?
I don't know. V'chachazina d'mitzi, it's not true. We see it does get healed. No. The Chivron Reish Kirayu Kamrinan. I'm talking about the white mules, the white tips. Mules with a white tipped foot, those never get healed. Okay. Then it says,
what do you mean? I don't get that. Rabbi didn't know you should not let have white mules in the house?
I don't know. Then it says in Parshas Devarim, Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing but Hashem. You don't have to worry about anything else but Hashem. Amar v'chanina, afilu kshafim. Even witchcraft. You don't have to worry about witchcraft. You just trust in Hashem. You don't have to worry about black magic and these kinds of things. They can't hurt you. There was a woman, Tahavika Mahadra, Lemishkal Afra, Mituse Kari, Rabbi Chanina. She wanted to take the dust underneath the chair of Rabbi Chanina's chair. Because, what? To kill him, to use some kind of spell. So to use the spell, she needed the dust by his chair. So Amalei, so he told her, go take Shikuli, go take. Lo mistaya milsa, not going to help. Einod milvado. Einod milvado ksiv. It says Einod milvado. Go do what you want. Go knock yourself out. Go take all the dust you want. Aye, v'am Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikra shema kshafim. Why is it called kshafim? Kishuf. The answer is, shema chashishin bepamalia shalmala, because it goes against what Hashem decrees. Hashem decrees this, and comes along some witch and does black magic and changes it around. So what do you see?
He can change.
So Shiner Bechanina, he was different. The Nefishe Zechuse, he has Zechusim. You're right. Kishuf can do it. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Kishuf can change Hashem's will. What does it mean exactly? That's the very famous line. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Adam Nokev Etzbo Milmata. A person doesn't stub his finger, doesn't stub his toe down here. Unless it's decreed up there. There's hashkacha on everything you do. Right? Not on animals. On animals, they say, there's hashkacha on the species. Not on every single ant. But on humans, every single person. Hashem says, should this guy stub his toe now? Everything is decreed. Shinemar, may Hashem, mitzadei gover, konano. Hashem establishes all your footsteps. Every footstep is Hashem's watching your footsteps if you're going to stub your toe. The Adam, Mayavin, Darko. And what does a person do to know the way? Right? The Me'iri says, I'll read it because it's worth reading. Miyasode HaTorahi. It's one of the foundations of the Torah. Foundation of Torah. Lios Adam, Mitzchavin, Omakar, Shakal, Mashir, Me'ezim, Min, Shal Tzara. Anything that happens to you, any Tzara. And he said, anything that happens to you, Hakol b'mishpat mitad onesh mishpatei yishur yishur, it's all cheshbon by Hashem. It's all cheshbon. Things don't just happen. Right? For who, sh'amru, ein adam nokif etz b'lamata, you don't stub your toe even, unless it's decided above. Right? For sure, worse things than that. Amr b'lazar, dam nikof mirate kidam ola. Not only that, the blood that you stub your toe, you get pain, right? It hurts. Any time you get pain, hurts, right? That pain is like the dam of an ola. It has the effect of a dam of an ola. Amar Rava, it's only begodol yamin, it's only your right toe,
ubenikov sheni, and the second time he stubbed it. Not sure what that means. Vaha de ka'azel l'dvar mitzvah. Also, it only means if you're going to a dvar mitzvah. So the Marsha asks, for 1 minute. Doesn't the Gemara say that if you're going to do a mitzvah, you don't get any damage? You don't get hurt? So what's going on here? Says the Marsha, listen to this part, you're going to do a mitzvah, sure, 100%. But what are you thinking about when you go? You're going to buy the lulav. So you drive into a lake to buy a beautiful lulav. What are you thinking about on the way down? What are you thinking about? You're thinking about not good things. That's why when you get hurt, it's like a dam ola. Because an ola is machaper on bad thoughts. So it's totally midah keneged midah. It's such a harsh gemara. Totally midah keneged midah. Right? Then just to finish off, Amru olav al Rav Pinchas ben Yair. They say about Pinchas ben Yair of his whole life, lo batza al prusa she'en shalom. He never made a bracha on a piece of bread that wasn't his own. Right? Umiyom she'amar al daito. And the day he was old enough to pull this off, lo nana misuras aviv, not even from his own father. When he was old enough to pull that off. And it was 2 years old, he didn't do that. When he was old enough that he could pull that off, he never even had to suit it from his father.
Why not?
Because he didn't want to, that was his policy. His policy was, I don't want to be mashiach people, whatever the reasons are. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow back to Chul.
We didn't say that to our kids.
Everybody have a very good day.